In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Americans believe in everything. It's a spiritual salad bar. So said Rice University sociologist Michael Lindsay as he reviewed this year's U.S. Religious Landscape Survey by Pew Forum. Another scholar concluded that despite their religious claims, many people today have no command of theology, doctrine, or history, so it's an empty religiosity. People therefore join in whatever churches which confirm or celebrate what they already believe. These surveys indicate that today, American religiosity is fundamentally formless, which takes various kinds of forms without doctrinal content. Today, it seems that we live in a doctrinal emptiness, doctrinal apathy. Not that people don't know anything, but that they don't think that the doctrine has some place in their thinking. If you ask your friend, "Are you a sinner?" they would most likely answer, "Not really." Does God exist? Sure. Where is God? In my heart. The idea of "I am a sinner" is not with us. Christian faith is conceived as a private affair between the individual and God, a matter of my asking Jesus to come into my heart. The church, then, as a philosopher of American evangelicalism background, James K.A. Smith observes, has no other role to play than providing a place to fellowship with other individuals who also have a private relationship with God. Christianity, Smith maintains, has become a system of truth and ideas. Pastors have become leaders who are smarter, hopefully, to provide answers to the questions of the people or to attract people to satisfy their consumerist desires. Now, do you agree with such an observation? It seems that the church and the ministry may remain abstract until there is a locatedness or the vitality of Jesus, our Lord, who not only went to the cross to answer for all our sins, but also continues to speak to us, baptizing us, giving us his body and blood. What is being asked today, therefore, seems to be more than a question of how the church may become healthier or happier, but more fundamental questions such as, what is a church? What does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to be a pastor? To be a Christian is a profound privilege. To be a pastor is such a weighty matter. What did Pastor Jude do? What did he say to the baptized who first had rejoiced in what he called, in verse 3, the common salvation, or the faith once delivered to the saints, but who later was suffering from the ungodly men who had crept into their congregation, changing grace into indecency, even denying the only Lord and Master, Jesus Christ? What did Jude say to these confused brothers and sisters in Christ? He had three things to say in our text. First, he said, "But you, beloved, keep yourselves in the love of God." Keep yourselves in the love of God. It sounds like Jude were burdening the saints to have to do something. But a further reading of our text informs us that Jude was actually emphasizing what our Lord does. At the beginning of the epistle, for example, Jude was using the same vocabulary to say that Jesus is the one who keeps the saints. This his keeping is supported by three participles around the text: by building up yourselves on the most holy faith, by praying in the Holy Spirit, and by waiting for mercy. Why is faith called most holy? Because it is the Lord's doing. Here, faith is not a personal faith, me and Jesus, but the faith once delivered to the saints, which he talked prior. It is a doctrine of faith. It is a gospel of salvation. It is a common confession that they shared. It is in his doctrine where the baptized are built up. Jesus built them up as he speaks through the office of the holy ministry, Ephesians 4. What a contrast against the doctrinal apathy and emptiness which we have today. And when the Lord gives his gifts have their own way into the baptized, prompting them to pray in the Holy Spirit, that is a baptismal living, and wait for his mercy empty-handedly. Kyrie eleison. But such a vita passiva, that is the passive living, is never an idle living, as Jude secondly exhorts the saints to actively assist the neighbors who are in doubt, even to save those who are under the wrath of the Lord's, a fire of the Lord's wrath. According to Jude, a Christian is a busy person serving the neighbor with love of God and gospel of Christ. Then thirdly, Jude speaks doxology, as if he were in the liturgy. And here too, he extols the Lord as the one who guards and protects the baptized free from stumbling and presents them before God without blemish with exceeding joy. The comfort of the baptized is that Jesus is their shepherd. The Christian faith is never a set of abstract truths or ideas. It is a life with Christ, enjoying being the sheep under his care. The consolation of the pastor is that when he forgives, baptizes, gives out his body and blood from his office, from the office, the pastor himself gets himself away. To be a pastor is a weighty thing. A pastor bears the office of the holy ministry, answerable for the apostolic handing down of the doctrine without which the church dies. Jesus didn't wish the church to hold on to some principles or abstract ideas. He gave pastors to speak face to face to the people. He who hears you hears me. In the final doxology, Jude extolled the Lord because he presents us before the Father with exceeding joy, because we are without blemish in our baptism. This prompts us together to say back to him, as our psalm also said it together, let us exalt his name together, and all taste and see that the Lord is good. In the name of Christ.